It is a Tuesday. It is crunch time on 95.3 The Score, which means we wrap it up like so, and Alex starts.
What are you doing?
Wow. Jumping the gun a little bit. To the guy driving the starter bike in the 30K Red Hook Crit bike race in Brooklyn, I ask.
What are you doing?
Wow, that's a mouthful. Have you ever wanted to see what happens when the start of a bicycle race that is essentially a racing start? All the bikes are already going at full speed, and the motorcycle that is supposed to be pacing them and leading them through the real starting line? Did you ever wonder what would happen if said bicycle or motorcycle stalls right before said starting line in a narrow passageway? Well, then I beseech you to seek out a video of the beginning to the 30K Red Hook Crit bike race from last week, because that is exactly what happened. A motorcycle stalls right as the bicycles are reaching full speed. The driver of the motorcycle basically stands still and tries to restart the bike, and about 30 or so bicyclists going full speed end up in a pile of bike chains, arms and legs, and destroyed souls behind him. It is one of the most hilariously tragic scenes ever in the history of the world. No one died or anything, but some of them were transported to the hospital, and it forced a restart of the race, which apparently acted as a mulligan, and the restarted race just went off without a hitch. But dude, maybe next time you check the oil levels in the rig before you start an organized race with big dollars on the line. Oh, the humanity, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Was that dominoes with bikes?
No, it wasn't. It was a huge pileup. So imagine like a funnel, and then you're blocking up the funnel with a motorcycle.
Oh, I see.
That's what happened.
Nick is showing it to me now.
It all just filled up. The humanity.
There's way more control if a bull goes down in Pamplona.
So bad.
All right, to Irvin Magic Johnson, I ask.
What are you doing?
Now, don't get me wrong. I've got him in the conversation with Jordan and Kareem as the GOAT when it comes to hoops. He's also been incredibly successful in the business world, has provided opportunities for those in the inner city. He's got to stop tweeting. It's not that he's stupid. He's just a simpleton who kind of makes a fool out of himself. His idea to fix his beloved Lakers? Sign Kevin Durant. Oh, there's more. Get LeBron to leave Cleveland LA.
Yeah, sure.
Like Jordan Heck. Jordan Heck of the Sporting News, right? Wow. Get the best players. Why don't other teams think of this? Oh, and because he's technically a Laker VP, this could be viewed as tampering.
Nice.
As we ask.
What are you doing?
He reminds me a lot of Jerry Rice. Like, Jerry Rice just has horrible takes on sports. One of my favorite Niners ever, just horrible takes.
It's why he's not an analyst, because he's awful.
He said the Niners should draft Paxton Lynch with their first round pick, so now you know how I feel about his
analysis. By the way, I guess get Durant and LeBron. You'll get better.
Yeah, no, it's totally a great idea. You totally should do it.
And nobody else thought of it.
Totally should do it. To Fox Sports 1, I ask.
What are you doing?
Basically, the worst thing to ever happen in the world has just been signed on by Fox Sports 1. No hyperbole. Worst thing to ever happen on Earth. And oddly enough, it doesn't have anything to do with Skip Bayless, who they signed to a multi-million-dollar deal last week.
Or Journey.
Fox, yeah, that's true. Well, we don't know that yet. It might be the theme music. Fox Sports 1, ladies and gentlemen. Gents has decided in all of its infinite wisdom to agree to make a show featuring Colin Cowherd and Jason Whitlock. And that show will be a debate show. It's actually a close race between those two to determine who I want to listen to or watch less. Here, I'm going to give you an honest list of things I'd rather do than watch a new debate show with Jason Whitlock and Colin Cowherd. This is completely honest. A colonoscopy, getting a root canal, shaving Donald Trump's name into the side of my head, eating olives. I hate olives. Listening to Kanye West's new album. Look, you get the idea. It's weird. I really like Katie Nolan. Her show is awesome. The fact that Fox Sports took a chance on her is rad, but she's the only thing other than soccer that station has going for it, and they just shot themselves in the foot with this one. Two of the worst personalities on the station debating dumb crap for an hour. Why does that sound familiar? Fox Sports 1, I ask.
What are you doing?
And by the way, that show is the same thing as First Take, where they say, here's the topic, flip a coin, because you never give your honest answer. You just take the opposite stance.
Yep.
This is very nonspecific to a group of readers and commenters on NJ.com, I ask.
What are you doing?
Wow.
They're making their pitch to put Yankee manager Joe Girardi on the hot seat, thinking this season is actually savable and it's his fault. Like he initially decided to extend A-Rod when he was out the door, or pick up the $15 million option on Carlos Beltran for this year. They've got four starters with an ERA of more than five. Lost the heir to the Rivera closer's throne in David Robinson before last year.
The Admiral?
One regular hitting above 265, Starling Castro, who's also one of two regulars under the age of 32. And their farm system isn't barren. They just have to eat it and give the young guys a shot and leave Girardi alone, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Did he have anything to do with the Jay Buhner deal? That's my only question here. To Floyd Mayweather, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm not sure which is worse. Floyd asking for a nine-figure payday to come back out of retirement, him thinking we believed he actually retired when he said he did, or him thinking anyone actually wants to watch him fight again. We did this already, Floyd. We all saw you run and defend your way to a win over the ghost of Manny Pacquiao, and we were all bored out of our minds, and we all regret letting our friends pay for the pay-per-view and letting us mooch off of them in exchange for beer and or chips. You're the best fighter of your generation, but the most exciting fighter you are not. And boxing is not what it used to be. Who are you supposed to fight? I tell you one thing, the only fighters we know in or around your weight class include you and Manny and like Timothy Bradley. Timothy Bradley is not that good. So no one wants to watch your woman-beating loser-ass fight anymore, dude. So take your stacks of cash, your 80 billion cars or whatever you own, and just go away. No one is interested, as we ask.
What are you doing?
And finally, for the second straight week, I ask Conor McGregor.
What are you doing?
So let's go through the process. You lose your job. You have a very specific skill. Your options are limited. Your former boss is willing to take you back. And what do? You take pot shots at the big boss and basically make crap up on social media. Keep saying he's part of upcoming UFC 200. And White says, well, no. And one of the women, Alice Chambers, said it well. Huge fan, but Dana White's 100% right. It's not all about what we do inside the octagon, but what we do outside as well. Another tone-deaf athlete who fails to get where all that butter comes from for his bread, as we ask.
What are you doing?